Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week on Harmonia, we'll enjoy an entire program of new releases. We'll be skipping the main course and moving straight on to dessert as we explore music of Dufay, the English Renaissance, Heinrich Schütz, little-known German Baroque composers, and Handel. the opening movement from Handel's Concerto in F Major for Organ and Orchestra, part of a new critically acclaimed Harmonia Mundi release of his complete Opus 4 Concertos. Richard Egar was the organ soloist and led the Academy of Ancient Music. The French ensemble Diabolus in Musica has been exploring the music of the Middle Ages since the early 90s. Led by Antoine Gerber, their latest recording is an Alpha label release of music by Guillaume Dufay entitled Mi Bonjour.
The sun is with
a performance by Diabolus in Musica. The music of Guillaume Dufay and Conrad Paumann was directed by Antoine Gerber. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're enjoying a whole program of new releases. The young British vocal group Stile Antico has made a big splash with the two Harmonia Mundi recordings they've produced since winning the 2005 Early Music Network International Young Artist Competition. The second and most recent of the two centers around music of Thomas Tallis and William Byrd. By all accounts, the recording certainly lives up to its title, Heavenly Harmonies.
Thank you.
We heard two movements from William Byrd's Canzone Sacre. The English ensemble Stile Antico performed in a new Harmonia Mundi release entitled Heavenly Harmonies. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring music from several new releases. A reconstruction is the focus of the Collegium Vocal Gent's most recent Harmonia Mundi release. Led by Philipp Herreweg, the recording features a compilation of Heinrich Schütz's final sacred works brought together under the title Opus Ultimum. We'll hear a performance of the motet Wie habe ich dein Gesetze so lieb?
Ich hoffe,
motet Wie habe ich dein Gesetze so lieb was composed by Heinrich Schütz. The Collegium Vocal Gent performed under the direction of Philipp Herrewege. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening this week to new releases. CPO Records can always be counted on for offering both interesting and unusual recordings. This is definitely the case with Sächsisches Vocal Ensemble's release of Baroque Christmas Cantatas from Central Germany. Focusing on composers in between Schütz and J.S. Bach, the recording offers an introduction to lesser-known names whose music stands to be better exposed. We'll hear Christian August Jacobi's Also hat Gott die Welt geliebet.
Thank you.
Music of Christian August Jacobi. His Also hat Gott die Welt geliebet was performed by the Sächsisches Vocal Ensemble and Batzdorfer Hofkapella. They were directed by Matthias Jung. Our final new release of the week brings us the music of George Frideric Handel. His organ concertos, Opus 4, are performed by the Academy of Ancient Music, led by their soloist Richard Egar. We'll hear the second movement from Concerto No. 1 in G minor.
Thank you.
Music from a new Harmonia Mundi release of Handel's Opus 4 Organ Concertos. Richard Egar was the soloist who led the Academy of Ancient Music. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is the executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.